Would you like one? I offered.
I'm not really supposed to take gifts from strangers.
Then I'll introduce myself. My name is Kishan.
That's a strange name. Where are you from?
India. Where are you from?
Salem.
I smiled. I'm familiar with the town. When she snuck a brief look at me from the right side of her pages, I said, "You don't need to be afraid of me."
I'm not afraid,
she insisted.
I'm just being cautious.
As you should be, I said with a serious nod. I summoned the waitress, who soon brought a second chocolate for the girl, and we sat quietly for a few minutes, me watching the steam waft into the air, and her pretending to ignore my gesture. Finally, I said, "Aren't you going to even try it? It's very good." Slowly, she shifted her book, still keeping her face hidden, and her gloved hand snuck out and grabbed the handle. After a few noisy sips, she deposited the half-empty mug back on the table. Laughing, I said, "It's nice to see a girl who enjoys her chocolate again. My girlfriend loved hot chocolate."
"It's delicious,"
she said shyly.
"Thank you."
At last, she lowered the book and smiled at me. Happy at my small victory, I was about to tease her about being a bookworm when I looked in her eyes. Familiar chocolate orbs gleamed in a charmingly chubby, red-cheeked face. I trembled, and my heart stopped.
"What's the matter?"
she asked, forming the words around a mouthful of wire brackets attached to her teeth. I'm not sure. I swallowed, barely able to speak. I stared at her in what I was sure was a frightening way, and she tossed her book aside.
"Are you having a heart attack, Mr. Kishan? Why aren't you moving?"
She approached me and shook my shoulder. Long braids swung back and forth like the pendulum of a grandfather clock keeping time, and as she leaned over me, I couldn't help but laugh inwardly at the irony. Kadam approached and the girl backed away. He assured her that I was all right, but that I was likely a bit disoriented from a bad fall. As she took her seat, watching me worriedly, he sat beside her and introduced himself. She spoke much more easily with him, and after reassuring herself that I was recovered, she downed the rest of her cocoa and began telling him about her ski vacation with her parents. Kelsey. The girl I loved had been sitting next to me the whole time. Her unforgettable scent had been all around me. This was my Kelsey. I guessed she was all of 13. Her cheeks were pink from the warmth of the fire, and pink appeared to be her favorite color if her backpack and hat were any indication. How could I not have recognized her? It was obvious to me now. I should have known her from her eyes. Her voice.